see not everybody's here today, and actually I have a lot of things to say today. Maybe I'll post a shiur, besides it should go up online, but I'll post it later on the WhatsApp here, so guys could hopefully listen to it and not fall behind. So let's go on to the Gemara. We didn't yet do the Rashba. I wanted to do the Rashba on the subject of Eglon Shechtes Bekara, who brings to Yerushalmi about the Tavlois and so on. A lot of these sites there about together of Tzoros, but I think it would be much better to do that Rashba after we've done the Sugya of Basim Bekara as the next Sugya, because a lot of these sites there also about the together of Tzoros. And so it'll be, I think it'll just work out better to do that Sugya first, and then we'll go back to the Rashba. I hope we'll still be able to be maspik all of this before Yom Tov. We'll see. So let's see the Gemara. So that we'll revisit in the Hemshech of the Gemara. But a component, that's not called Tzoros. Even though they didn't actually touch the Dli, they only touched the Chevel. So either the Chevel Dli Adolar Echod, or through the Chevel, the Mechubba to the Dli, like Eglon Shechtes Bekarim. One way or another, well, maybe. So a kaponim, that's not called Tzoros. So now the Gemara says, "Boy Rabo, Boy Rabo, rather, Doras Al Kli Beloy Shibrosh Beloy Shavarta." When this galgal the mokum achiv and nishbar mau, bosa meikar as lino v'gufiu, aytilma bosa tover mona as lino v'tzoros lino. So it was a shaila. The heim was Doras Al Kli. The Kli was misgalgal, then it broke. On the one hand, the behema hit the kli directly, the gufa. On the other hand, the shvir was only later when it smashed. So do I go after the basam ekara, the maisa drisa? And do I say once that maisa was done, so kilu, that's it, kilu the kli is broken, so that's going to ski gufa. Do I say no? At the end of the day, the kli only broke later, and by then already it's but then already it's kaicha. Yeah, the exact getter of the chakira will come out, will emerge. I don't want to start now in the abstract. Chakira is what's exactly the. We'll work through a little bit the cheshbon of sugya taisus, and then out of that will emerge the different ways to understand what's the issue here. Now, kaponim, that much we see of pshitus in the Gemara. That Rabbah assumes. If you go Basa Meikara, then that's Niske Gufa. If you go Basa Basai, what the Gemara calls later, Basa Tavar Mana, then it's Tzoros. So Gemara says, Tishat Lemi the Rabbah. Bring a Raya from Rabbah. The Omer Rabbah, Zorak Lemi Reish Agag. So Gemara says these two things, it's related. You see from Rabbah that as soon as he's Zorek the Kli is a Mona Tvir. It's not broken yet. Le'ene Bosser, it's not broken. It's a whole Kli. Nonetheless, we look at it as a Mona Tvir. Somebody else comes and breaks it, we say Mona Tvir Tovah. So that's a raya, l'chayr, but pashtus from what most of the Shem learned. It's a raya that bosa meikara azlina. You see, already the kli is already kishavur, miyad, mishas zrika. That's why the sheni is potter. Rashi adds, mimela, the rishon is chayim. The zarek is chayim. So you see, we're in an equation. If you hold that the rishon is chayim and the sheni is potter, if you hold, in other words, that the kli is a kli shavur, then in the case of the behema, it's called niske gufa. if you would hold that the Sheini is chayiv, it's not yet a kli shavur till the Sheini breaks it. Who broke the kli? The Rishon threw it. The Rishon threw it off the roof. The Sheini comes and breaks it. Who broke it? The Sheini broke it. You know, pastors. The Rishon tried to break it. So we can get him for attempted shvira. But he didn't actually break the kli. They said the Sheini broke the kli. The rabbi says, no, we look at it, the Rishon broke the kli. Because once the Rishon threw it off the kach, it's a monotira. The second comes and breaks it, it's already a broken kli. It's nothing. The Machai of the Rishon, not the Sheini. So you see from there that already Mishad's Riku, we look at the kli as being kishavim. So by the same token, when the behemoth was dorsal a kli, and now it's flying off and it's going to be smashed, if somebody else would come and break that kli, it would be potter. Because the kli is already broken. That means that who broke the kli? The behemoth. And when did the behemoth break the kli? As soon as it kicked it. As soon as it stepped on it and sent it careening off. If somebody else came and broke it, they would be potter. So you see that Bosa Meikar has leaned, the kli is already shomer miyad. As soon as the behemoth was megagal, the kli is already shomer, just like when the person threw the kli miyad shagat. That's the Gemara's equation. So the Chari, the Gemara should have imposed this baya from Rabba. So my answer is, Nechanami, the Rabba, Pshitulay, the Rabba, Mivayle. Nechanami, it's not the same shayla. But Rabba was poshut that Bosa Meikar has leaned. And Rabba wasn't shashur, Rabba sure thought that maybe you don't go Bosa Meikar, maybe she go Bosa Tova or Mona. Let's see Rashi. Bosa Meikara, Shedachfasoi, Ubegufa Tova Mona. He was Begufa. Begufa, he broke the kli. Veshobri Bemakel, Kaidim Shinach Potter, Hamishabri. This is the case of Rabba, Zora Klimere Shagat. The Sheini is Potter. And Rashi has the Chayav Azorik. And the Rishon is Chayav. Alma Bosa Meikara as Lima. Can be why does Rashi have to air the chayav azorik? Rabbi didn't say there's a azorik is chayav. Maybe it's implicit, but the chayav is already from the fact that the sheni is potter. From the fact that the sheni is potter, you see that it's a kli shavah. So if it's a kli shavah, you see that you go bosa meikar. The chayav, the rai is already from a sheni potter. Why does Rashi have to air harishin chayav? The Pashut answer, I think, is that in Echanami, the Deek is already from the fact that the Sheini is Potter. But Rashi just explained it to me, why the Sheini is Potter. Don't make a mistake. You could maybe think that the Sheini is Potter, maybe the Sheini is Potter not because of the Kli Shavur. Maybe the Sheini is Potter for other reasons. Maybe the Sheini is Potter because at the end of the day, it didn't cause the Bailam a loss. The Kli is going to be broken. The Kli is going to break eventually anyway. So the Bible's not really any worse off because of the Sheini. Maybe there's other reasons why the Sheini is Potter. Last year, he was explaining to me, no, that's not why the Sheini is Potter. The Sheini is Potter because the Rishon is Chayim. The emes is that the two things go together. The reason why the Sheini is Potter is because the Rishon is Chayim. But Rashi is a pedagogue, so he's explaining to me, don't get far plunged in some mistake. The reason why the Sheini is Potter is because the Sheini is Chayim. Because the Kli was already Shomer Al Yedei Rishon. But the Deek is already in the fact that the Sheini is Potter. The emes, the Gemara's Deek, because Rabbah didn't say the words that the Rishon is Chayav. Rashi's adding it. The Rishon is Chayav. How do you know? Maybe the Rishon is Potter. Because it's implicit in the fact that the Sheini is Potter, the Rishon must be Chayav. So Rashi says that, because Gemara takes it granted. It's a dead end to think otherwise. A lot of the emes is, the Gemara understands that because the Sheini is Potter, the Rishon must be Chayav. And the reason being because Mona Tvira Tola. But Rashi just explained to me the reason why the Sheini is Potter. Don't make a mistake about it. The reason why the Sheini is Potter is not because, for example, I'll bring out the point better. There is another sheet in the Sheini, which will come to Mr. Shem. The Ramban in the Mechamas has a different sheet in the Gemara. The Ramban learns that the Rishon is also Potter. The Rishon is also Potter. And the Ramban learns, forget, Rabbi holds Bosa Tova Monaz, and you go Bosa Basayf. And the Rishon is Potter because you go Bosa Basayf. And the Rishon didn't break it. Threw it off the roof. You go Bosa Tova Mona. The Rishon never broke it. I said, why is the Sheini Potter? The Sheini should be Chayav. And if it's not broken, the Sheini should be Chayav. So Ramban says, yeah, but since it's going to break in a few minutes, it's not worth anything. It has no Shavius. But the Ramban is a different mahal. I don't want to get now with Baghdad and the Ramban. That's not what we're learning. But just as another way to just explain the Rashi, where Rashi coming Lapuki from. The Ramban learns Pshat and Gemara that Rabbah really holds Bosa Tova Mona. And that's why the Rishon is Potter. And the Rashi, he learns in Rabbah the Rishon is potter, because Rabbah didn't say the Rishon is chayav. Ramban says if the Rishon is chayav, Rabbah should have said so. So it must be the Rabbah when he says the Sheni is potter, he means even the Sheni is potter. They're both potter. The Rishon is potter and the Sheni is potter, but for different reasons. The Rishon is potter because he didn't really break it. He didn't do a Ma'aseh Shvira, because even though he threw it off the roof, that's attempted Shvira. Attempted Shvira is not Machayev. He tried to break it. He didn't actually break it, because somebody else came and broke it first. So the Rishon is potter because both the Tovah Mana is Lina. But the Sheni is also potter for a different reason. Because even though when the Sheni broke it, that was really the Shvira, but it was a Shvira of a Kli that had no Shavius. You can't sell it to how much would it be worth in the market? I'll sell you a Kli that's halfway, that somebody just threw off the it's not worth anything. It has no value. So Mela Sheni potter. But it's arrived, again, Rabbis arrive at Basel Tovah Manas. He reads the whole Gemara that the Rabbi Pshitalei, not the Basel Mikar Aslinu, the Rabbi Pshitalei, the Basel Tovah Manas Aslinu. And Rashi's not the way. He's loving, why not? But Rashi's not the way. Rashi learns that Hasheni Potter because the Kli is already Shover. And therefore the other side is that the Rishon is Chayav. So I think that's what Rashi has to, maybe that's sort of why Rashi has to spell out the Rishon Chayav. Because if you only said Hasheni Potter, maybe you would think maybe the Sheni is Potter because it has no Shabbos. So Rashi says, no, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Sheni is Potter because the Rishon is Chayav. Meaning the Sheni is Potter because the Kli is already Shover. And who broke it? The Rishon. That's where the Gemara sees that Bosa Mekara is Lina. Rashi learns the Gemara that it's a riot, most of you try to learn, that it's a riot that Bosa Mekara is Lina.
That's not
a
Siva.
It's
the Sheni
The Gemara's diyuk is really already from the fact that the Sheni is potter, because Rashi learns that the reason why the Sheni is potter is because the Kli is already shover, and if the Kli is already shover, it must be Bosu Meikar Aslinu. So in that fact itself, that the Sheni potter, you already see that the Rishon must. You already see that Bosu Meikar Aslinu. So Rashi didn't really have to add Harishon Chayev, but he wants to make it clear to the meanest intelligence, you should understand Pshat in the Gemara. That the reason why the Sheni is potter is not simply because, you know, the Kli is going to break anyway, so what did he do? No, there's a lamdashi reason why he's potter. He's potter because the Kli is shover. And that's seen most clearly in the fact that the Rishon is chayav. There's a Revach here also. The Rachonim asks Kastira. Rashi over here says that there's really a diak in Rabbah. How come Rabbah only talked about the Sheni and not the Rishon? If in fact the way Rashi learns, the Sheni is potter and the Rishon is chayav, and that's a chiddush, l'rova miboyle. Rova thinks it should be just. Rova thinks that maybe it's the other way around. Leave the Ramban out of this room, until we get back to the Ramban. Never mind about the Shabbos. That issue that the Ramban introduced that the Kli has no Shabbos. Some of that, then, by Rashi, that doesn't seem to be a factor in the sugya. And then he's a hezber, because the Chayav Ramban has a good point. The Kli has no Shabbos, so who cares? Bosa mikara, bosa levasayi. Of course, the Sheni is potter. The Kli has no Shabbos. That's a problem, but it's a problem we'll deal with separately when we come when we talk about the Ramban. Meanwhile, Rashi learns Pshat in Gemara, the reason why the Sheni is potter is the same reason why the Rishon is chayav, and in Rav Sofik it might be the other way around. It might be that the Rishon is potter and the Sheni is chayav. If you hold Bosa Meikara, the Rishon broke it and not the Sheni. If you hold Bosa Basayif, the Sheni broke it and not the Rishon, and that's the Sofik of Rav, and Rabbah was Pshitulei one way. So when Rabbah said Hasheni potter, he's being mechadish, not only the Sheni is potter, but he's also being mechadish that the Rishon is chayav. So Yesh Lishayel, so why didn't Rabbah say so? Rabbah said Hasheni potter. As much as it's a chiddush that Hasheni potter, it's a chiddush that the Rishon is chayav. Because if you go basa basoif, then it'll be the other way around. The Rishon will be potter and the Sheni will be chayav. So why does Rabbah only talk about the Sheni? Why doesn't he talk about the Rishon? Well, it's hard in Rashi. So Rashi provides it. You know, Harishon chayav. Yeah, but why didn't Rabbah say it? So the truth is, if you look at Rashi later on, Rabbah's memra is later on Daf Chavov. So there, Rashi says, Zorak Bal HaKli, Kli Meiroi Shagat. Rashi says the case of Zorak and Rosh Hagag is that the Bailam threw it off the roof. And the Rosh speaks out that why did Rashi learn that the Bailam threw it off the roof? Says the Rosh, because Rashi was talking about it. The fact is that the Rishon is Chayav. So why didn't Rabbah talk about the Rishon? Teretz says, because the case is that the Bailam threw it off the roof. There was no Rishon. The Bailam could do whatever they want. The Bailam threw their own clue off the roof. Then somebody else came and broke it. That's how Rashi learns the... Rashi says it's an Avedim Midas, but Akoponim, that's... So the Racharim says it's a steer in Rashi. Rashi over there in Daf Chavov says that the case is that the Bailam threw it off the roof. That's why Rabbah didn't talk about the Bailam, because that's why Rabbah didn't talk about the Rishon, because the Rishon is the Bailam himself, so there's no Chiyuv or Ptur. But Rashi Bayah says that HaRishon Chayiv, it's mashma that it's not the Bailam who threw it off the roof, it's somebody else, some other Mazik who threw it off the roof. The steer in Rashi, what's the case? So the Poshut answer is that it's not a steer in Rashi. A lot of the cases the Rabbah was envisioning, the case was where the Bailam threw it off the roof. That's why Rabbah didn't speak out that the Rishon is Chayiv. That's Pshatim over there in Daf Chavov. Rabbi himself only talked about the Sheni because Rabbi himself is talking about a case where there is no Rishon. But Rashi by us is saying, Rashi by us is bringing out that if somebody else would throw it off, if somebody else would throw it out, would throw it off the roof, then Rabbi implies that we go Bosa Meikar and the Rishon will be Chayav. Because the logic of Rabbi is Bosa Meikar is Nima. And therefore, in Rabbi's own case, there is no Rishon. But if there would be a Rishon, then he would be Chayav, because Bosa Meikar is Lenin, and that explains the analogy of the Rabbah. That's what Rashi is bringing out, that's why this is an issue of Bosa Meikar and Bosa Basayf. So meanwhile, I haven't said any lumdus over here. I'm just saying, just the Pshatot and Rashi. That is the end of Rashi. The Emes is the bottom through off the roof. That's why Rabbah doesn't talk about the Rishon. Rashi Bias brings that, but the implication of Rabbah's logic is that if somebody else threw it off the roof, then the Rishon will be Chayav, because the logic of Rabbah is Bosa Meikar Azlina. The Sheni is Potter, not Stamazay, the Sheni is Potter because it's not worth anything. No, that's not the reason. The Sheni is Potter because it's already Shovah. And if it's already Shovah, that means the Rishon broke it. If the Rishon wouldn't be the Bailam, he would be Chayav to pay for it. And that's like that side of Rabbah's Bayah that Bosa Meikar Azlina. I see Taisus already. Zohar Kli Mei Rosh Hagag. We'll do that. The other Taisus we'll skip from meanwhile. Zohar Kli Mei Rosh Hagag. Says Taisus. Nira, Tim Zohar Eben Echeitz Ala Kli. Uba'achir Bekodim V'shovroi. Dibshita D'chayev. Taisim Chayav said there's a difference between Zorak Kli and Zorak Chetz. There's a difference between somebody threw a Kli off the roof, then we go Bosa Meikar. Or at least Rabba's Masupa, Rabba's Pitole, then we go Bosa Meikar. But in a case where somebody shot an arrow at a Kli, and it's just as sure that the arrow is going to break the Kli as it is. In the case where he threw the Kli, as far as it, the same thing, the Kli is going to break. Taisus says, but here already we don't go Bosa Meikar. If somebody's shot an arrow at a Kli or threw a rock at a Kli, and the Kli is going to break in a second, the Kli is going to break. But meanwhile, somebody else comes and breaks the Kli, says Taisus, the Shein is Chai. We don't go Bosa Meikar, here we go Bosa Basar. Says Taisus, Araya. Diaz Lidin Nami Hocha Bosa Meikar. If even in this case we would go Bosa Meikara, so Taisa says, Leimishkachas b'tzoris, chatzin ezek. Then how would you ever have a case of tzoris? Every tzoris would we go Bosa Meikara, and if you go Bosa Meikara, then it should be Nezek Shalom, because it's Niske Gufa, not Niske Kaicha. Must be that by Zorah Chetz, you don't go Bosa Meikara, you go Bosa Basar. So Taisa says, Sora pshuti lechalek ben Zorak Evan lezorak liatzle. A Svarab Shuta to the Chalak between the two cases. So Ksois, in Simon Shadis, in Simon Shinsabi, says he doesn't understand Taisus Rai from Tzoris. What does Taisus want from Tzoris? Says the Klatois, maybe Loilam by Zorak Chais, you go Bosa Meikar. And when the behemoth knocks off a stone and the stone is flying and it's going to break a kli, you go bust a kar. And the kli is already broken. It's broken from the moment the behemoth hit the rock. The kli is already broken. But it's still shuris. Because even if the kli is already broken now, but what broke the kli? I say the future's already here. Fine. The kli's already broken now. But what? But the kli's broken from what? What force breaks the kli now? What? Krechen. Shuris. At the end of the day, the kli is broken from shuris. It may be broken already now. Bosom Eikar is lean. We say it's going to, even though it's not really going to break for another 2 seconds, but we go Bosom Eikar and it's already broken now. Fine. But how did the behemoth break the kli? It broke the kli. Fine. It breaks the kli instantaneously. That's Bosom Eikar. The behemoth hits the stone, and instantaneously, there's some action at a distance, then instantaneously the behemoth hits the stone, and the kli is immediately broken. That's the idea of Bosom Eikar Azlin. We go Bosom Eikar, Kilu, the kli is already broken now. And if somebody else would come and break the kli, we'll say, no, it's a modern tfir tavar, and the sheni will be potter. But why is that a steer to tzoros? Taisa says, if that would be true, then there'd be no such thing as tzoros. Why? The idea of tzoros is that niske koichar chatzin ezek. It's still niske koichar, the behemoth hits the kli, and the behemoth hits the rock, and the kli shatters, so the behemoth didn't break the kli begufo, the behemoth broke the kli by hitting the rock, which shatters the kli. That's still called koichar. In other words, at the end of the day, what broke the kli? Never mind when the kli broke. The issue of bosom ekar, bosom basayif is an issue of when the kli broke. But never mind when the kli broke. I want to know how the kli broke. The how the kli broke is it broke from koicha. And if the kli broke through koicha, then that's chatzin ezek. So what does Taisus want? What did Taisus see in Soros, Zachra, that by Zohar Chetz you don't say bosom ekar aslin? Oh, very good. And therefore the Ktsois is not so happy with his Tosis, and the Ktsois claims that he has Rishonim, not like other Rishonim, not like his Tosis. He doesn't see Tosis as right. So the Achayinim ask on the Ktsois, the Memesha, I think, ask on the Ktsois, if the Ktsois is right, that the definition of Tzoris is that the kli broke with koicha and not with the guf of behemo. You know, so how the kli broke is it broke through koicha and not through the direct action of the behemo, but only through koicha at a distance. So why is it any different in the case where the behemo knocked the kli? The Gemara says beferish that if the behemo hit the kli, case the Gemara dorsel kli. So the Gemara says if you go bosom meikara, then the kli is broken now, and it's going to be nezek shalom. It's called niske gufa. Why is that niske gufa? Even if the kli broke now, because bosom ekar azlinon, but how did the kli break? The behemoth stepped on the kli didn't. But what broke the kli? The kli rolled off, smashed somewhere else. So what? When the kli broke is now, but how did the kli break? It's still through koicha. But that's his beferish in the Gemara that's not called karka, that's called niske gufa, and that's nezek shalom. If bosom ekar is lina, then that's nezek shalom. It's a very strange case. But the case understood, and here this case over here. We're going to go. This is a very important tesis and a very important discussion for the gather exactly what makes something tzoros and what makes a niske gufa. The Ktsais understood that the issue of what makes something tzoros as opposed to niske gufa is how it broke. How did the kli break? If the kli broke through koicha, then it's tzoros. If the kli broke through gufa, then it's niske gufa. What shattered the kli? And therefore the Ktsais asks on tesis. He doesn't understand tesis. Taisus says that if you go bosom ekara by Zohar Chetz, then every case of tzoros would be nezek shalom. You would never have a case of tzoros because as soon as you hit the kli, it's keshover domi, and it would be niske gufa. Says the Ktsais, why? The kli is still broken with koicha. That's the Ktsais definition of tzoros. Tzoros means how did the kli break? It broke through koicha. If the how, according to the Ktsais, the issue of koicha is an issue of how. Tzoros is defined by how. How did the kli break? It broke through koicha. That makes it tzoros. So that's asking the tzoros, what do you mean? Darsela Kli is the same thing. Darsela Kli, Viniskalgal. The Gemara says the favorite said, if you got Basa Mekara, and we look at the when of the Kli being broken is now, then if the when is now, then it's Niskevufa Nafsar. It's why? But the how is still. It may be broken now, but it's broken now because it's going to shatter. And what's going to shatter? It's Kaycha. So how the Kli broke is still Kaycha. It's interesting though, in the Talmud HaRashba Varosh, which I sent you, the Talmud HaRashba HaRosh holds like the Tosfos. In other words, or put it that he holds not like Tosfos. He agrees with the Tosfos that Tosfos is not right. The Talmud HaRashba HaRosh says he doesn't think there's any difference between Zohar Chetz and Zohar Kli. If you go Basa Mekara, you go Basa Mekara across the board. Like the Tosfos, anti-Tosfos position. And he says in Svar, he doesn't even see a Mokum L'chalek. Tosfos, it's fascinating. Tosfos is Svar Pshuta L'chalek. And the Talmud Rashi says he doesn't understand what kind of chilik there could be. If Kli Oymer L'Shaber is G'Shaber Domi, so what's the difference if it's Oymer L'Shaber because it's somebody threw it, or if it's Oymer L'Shaber because somebody threw something at it? It's the same Kli Oymer L'Shaber, G'Shaber Domi. It's a little bit how he understood. What's the difference? Because Kli Oymer L'Shaber is G'Shaber Domi. So he disagrees with Tosfos. He holds you go Basa Mekara. If you go Basa Mekara, like Rabba, like that's not in Rabba, then you go Basa Mekara in all cases. Tosfos is kasha, so has it Mishkachas L'Tzeres? Says the Talmud HaRashba Barosh. He says, no. He says, that's still called Tzeres. He says, the definition of Tzeres is that B'Shas HaShvira, the Behema was in contact with the Kli. It's not exactly like the Tosfos. He's on the Tosfos' side, as far as the being against, being not on Tosfos' side. He's on the Tosfos' side. There's no chiluk between Zohar Kli and Zohar Geben, and it's still called Tosfos regardless. He says a different hasbara than the Tosfos. The Tosfos' hasbara was, because at the end of the day, how did the Kli break? How did it break? It broke with Kaychot. That's very difficult, like I said before, then what's the difference Zohar Kli or Zohar Geben? The Talmud HaRashba Rosh is a different definition of Tosfos. The definition of service is, at the moment of Shira, was the Behema in contact with the Kli? If the Behema was in contact with the Kli, then that's Niskei Gufa. If at B'Shas HaShvira the Behema was not in contact with the Kli, they were at a distance, then that's called service. So by Zorak, you go Basa Mekara regardless. But by Zorak Kli, or Dorsela Kli, so if you go Basa Mekara, when is the moment of Shvira? When the Behema came in contact with the Kli, Dorsela Kli. At that moment of Shvira, the Behema was in contact with the Kli. That's called Niskei Gufa. Masha'enka by Tzoros, the Behema stepped on an Eben. So when's the moment of Shvira? We go Basa Mekara. The moment of Shvira is when? Right away, when the Behema steps on the Eben. But at the moment when the Behema steps on the Eben, that's when the Kli breaks, because Basa Mekara is lean on. But is the Behema at that moment in contact with the Kli? No, the Behema's over here, the Kli's over there. If at the moment of Shvira the Behema is not in contact with the Kli, Mizenu Kayer Mitzeres. That's Niskei Kayach. That's the Talmud HaRashba Rosh. So a different definition. Now we have a second definition of what could be Tzeres. We have the Tzeres definition of Tzeres. Tzeres means, how did the Kli break? Did it break because of Gufo, or did it break because of Kayach? That's a very difficult definition. It seems to be against the Gemara. Now we have a new definition, Talmud HaRashba Rosh. At the moment of Shvira, was the Behema in contact with the Kli? If it was, then it's Niskei Gufa. If it wasn't, then it's Niskei, then it's Tzeres. But what about Tosfos? What's Tosfos' definition of Tzeres? Because Tosfos holds that by Zorah Chetz, if we would go Basa Mekara, then it will be loy mishkachas l'tzeres. Right, that's Tosfos' whole argument. Tosfos' whole thesis that by Zohar Chetz you don't go Basa Mekara is based on a proof. So if you go Basa Mekara by Zohar Chetz, then you would never have a case of tzeres, because there would be no such thing as tzeres. So the Tosfos says, what do you mean? By my definition, it would still be tzeres, because how did the Kli broke? had the Kli break. The Talmud Rashi Rosh says, what do you mean? There's still Tzoris, because my definition of Tzoris is, at the moment the Shvira was the Behem in contact with the Kli. So maybe you go Basa Meikara. You could go Basa Meikara, but at the moment the Shvira, by Tzoris, the Behem wasn't in contact with the Kli. So why do you think there's no such thing as Tzoris? Tzoris must have a different definition of Tzoris, a third definition of Tzoris. What's Tosis' definition of service? So apparently, Tosis' definition of service is that the Maise Hezek was completed with Ali De Gufa Behema. If the Maise Mazik was completed, the Maise Hezek was completed Ali De Gufa Behema without any need for Koyach Behema, then that's called Nizki Gufa. If the Maise Mazik is only completed with Koycha, then it's called service. So now Tosis' argument runs as follows. If we would, the Gemara says that Dars Elakli, if you go Basa Mikor, it's not service. Why isn't that service? Because what completes the Maisa Hezek? If you go Basa Mikor, in the Gemara's case, Dars Elakli, what completes the Maisa Hezek? When the behemoth steps on the Kli. Even though it doesn't actually break later, but that's Basa Meikar as Lina means that's the end of the Maisa Hezek. That was done by Gufa. The Maisa Hezek is complete when the behemoth steps on the Kli, and that's a Maisa of Gufa. If you call Basa Basaif, that means the Maisa Hezek is not complete till the Kli rolls away and shatters. That's what completes the Maisa Hezek, and that's already Koicha. So that would be tzoris. That's the Gemara. If you go Basa Mikar, it's not tzoris. If you go Basa Basaif, it is tzoris. Says Tosfos, why do you say this? Every Zorak Evan should be the same thing. If you go Basa Mikar, then what completed the Maisa Hezek? When the Behemoth did what? When the Behemoth stepped on the Evan. That's the end of the Maisa Hezek. That completes the Maisa Hezek. The Behemoth steps on the Evan. That's the end of the Maisa Hezek. Now the Kli is broken. Shatters at a distance. Action at a distance. The Kli is broken. But what was the Maisa Hezek? The Maisa Hezek didn't need any Kaicha, didn't need any flying off of the stone. The minute the Behemoth stepped on the Eben, the Kli shattered. So that's the end of the Maisa Hezek, and that's a Maisa Begufa. So that would not be Tzoris. Only if you go Basa Basaif. So that means the Maisa Hezek is not complete till the Eben reaches the Kli. So if the Maisa Hezek is not finished till the Eben reaches the Kli, then that's already Koicha. That would be called service. Says Tosis, so what's going on? How can Rav have a suffer whether you go Basa Meikara, Basa Levasaif? If you go Basa Meikara, then every case of Tzoris, the Maisa Hezek is completed as soon as the Behemoth steps on the Evan. And therefore, every even a case of Tzoris would really be a Maisa Hezek Begufa. So why is it called Tzoris? Why is there a din of Tzoris? Says Tosis, it must be that we don't go Basa Meikara, we only go Basa Meikara, but when he steps on the Kli. When he steps on the Evan, we talk it, don't go Basa Meikara. And then it says, Svarab Shuti Lachalak. What's the Svarab Shuti Lachalak? We don't know yet. But a Kaponim, that's Mukhach and Tosis. That Tosis had this had a third definition of what Tzoris is. Tzoris means that the Maisa Hezek was completed because if the Maisa Hezek was completed with Gufa, that's not Tzoris. Okay, so meanwhile, we have Amish whole Ashiris over here. From this Shakla Italian Tosis, from Tosis and Talmud Arash Bebar Rosh. Tzoris, we have three different definitions of what Tzoris means. Talmud Rashba, we'll leave the Tzoris on the side, but Talmud Rashba Rosh Hol, Tzoris means the behemoth, at the moment of Shir, the behemoth is in contact with the Kli. And therefore, Talmud Rashba Rosh says, I'm quite comfortable saying Basa Meikara even by Zorach Chetz. And there's still a case of Tzoris in the world. Because Basa Meikara, when the behemoth steps on the Evan, Basa Meikara is Linam. And the Kli is Shover, and Ba'achav is Shover, he'll be Potter. But it's still called Tzoris, because at that moment the behemoth is not in contact with the Kli. So Talmud Rashi says, I think everything's great. There's such a thing as Tzoris in the world, and we call Basa Meikara, and there's no need to make new distinctions between Zorak Kli and Zorak and Zorak. Tosis, on the other hand, defines Tzoris as meaning the Maisa Hezek is only completed with Koicha. If the Maisa Hezek is completed by Gufa, then it's not called Tzoris.
Tosfos has a problem. So if that's the case, so it's lemishkachas l'tzeres, if you go bosa mekara. Because if you go bosa mekara, then as soon as the behemoth steps on the eben, that completes the ma'isa hezek. If it completes the ma'isa hezek, then the ma'isa hezek was completed begufa. So how's the tzeres in the world? That forces Tosfos to introduce a new distinction. That even though Rav had a suffix, whether we go bosa mekara, bosa basayif, and Rabbi was particularly we go bosa mekara, that's all only by cases of Zorak Kli. But by Zorak Eben, or by Zorak Chetz, Taka don't go bosa mekara. Then everybody agrees that we go bosa basayif. The ma'isa hezek is not completed till the Eben reaches the Kli. That's already a ma'isa of Kaicha. That's why it's called Tzeres. Okay, let's move along. The Talmud HaRashba, Maros, asks the question. According to me, he asks the question on himself. According to me, that I hold that even by Zark Evan, we'd still go Bosa Mekara. So if a behemoth stepped on a stone in Rosh Hashanah and the stone went off flying at the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid it broke a kli, where was the Maisa Hezek done? Or maybe I'll put, where was the Maisa Hezek completed? In the Rosh Hashanah. According to Tosfos, that by Zohar Chayitz, we don't say Bosa Mekar, we say Bosa Basayif. So the Ma'isa Hezek is not completed by Zohar Evan or by Zohar Chayitz till the Evan gets to the Kli, and that's already in Rosh Hashanah. But according to the Talmud HaRashba Ba'arosh, he asks on himself, according to me, I don't think that it makes a difference Zohar Chayitz, Zohar Evan, if you go Bosa Mekar, you go Bosa Mekar. I don't think it matters, our Klees, our Evans, our Kites, all the same thing. You always go Bosa Mekar. So if the behemoth stepped on the Evan, and the Evan was flying off into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but the behemoth was Rosh Hashanah Adam, so the Maisa Hezek was completed, Bosa Mekar, and as soon as the behemoth stepped on the stone, that completed the Maisa Hezek. It's still called Tzeres, because at the moment of the Maisa Hezek, the behemoth is not touching the Klee. But the Maisa is done totally Rosh Hashanah Adam. So it should be called regel b'shus harabim, which is potter, because regel is only chayv b'shus hayochid. Be b'steyachid. As the Talmud HaRashba wrote to himself, l'didi, the Gemara says in Daf Yutes the Feirush that if a behemoth was matis tzeres b'shus harabim and the tzeres went off and they flew into b'shus hayochid, we had this. We talked about this Gemara once upon a time. And the Evan went off into Rosh Hashanah Yochid and it broke a kli b'shus hayochid. The Gemara says b'feirush that it's called ubir b'steyachid. It's called that it's chayv. Yes, the Talmud HaRashba Rosh Hashanah himself. Why is it called regular Rosh Hashanah Yochid? The Maisa Hezek was totally completed in Rosh Hashanah Abim. It should be regular Rosh Hashanah Abim. It should be potter. Talmud HaRashba Rosh remains with the Kasha himself. He doesn't answer the Kasha. He says he has a problem. The Fi Tosfos is very good. Tosfos holds. Yeah, it'll be right at Tosfos. That by Zohar Kli, by Zohar Kevin, you don't go Bosa Mekar, you only go Bosa Levasayif. So where's the Maisa Hezek completed? And it was just Yochid. They're fine. But according to the Rashba, the Talmud Rashba, Rosh Hashanah, I says, according to me, but you go Bosa Mekar anyway, you go Bosa Mekar across the board, even by Zohar Kevin, by Zohar Chetz, you go Bosa Mekar, the Maisa Hezek was completed, which is ceramics. Why does the Gemara say that you're potter? I'm sorry, why does the Gemara say that you're chai? So the truth is, this Kasha is asked not only by the Talmud Rashba, Rosh. It's asked by somebody else. Anybody know who else asked this question? I think I had it as a minor moment. What? The Rosh asked the question. The Rosh asked the question. This kasha, the Talmud HaRashba HaRosh, is asked by the Rosh. It was strange because he was Talmud HaRosh. And the Rosh has a test. Anyway, the Rosh in Daf Yutes. You should see it inside. It's in Simon. Well, it's not going to help that much, but it's in Simon Beis, but it's a long Simon. If you have it, it's in Amud Yugimel, the first column, second, the last paragraph. By me, it's broken into paragraphs. The paragraph begins, Hoysim Aleches B'mokim She'efshalo. But we don't need the whole paragraph. We just need towards the end. U'maskino. You have it? It's by the little nun from the Pilpul Charifta. U'maskino de'itiza b'shus rabim v'ziko b'shus yochid chayim. That's the Gemara that we're talking about. Sotterosh. The Afel Gab, the Gabi Dorsela Cleveland is Galgala Mokamach, Vinishbara Skin and Lael, Kirova, Pashibi Kiraba, the Bosom make Koraz Linon. The Gemara by us, the Maskon is, the Rosh holds that the Halokh is like Rava was a Suffolk, Rava was a Pshitole. So a lot of you are right, the Rosh holds that since Rava was, by Rava was a Suffolk and by Rava was a Pshitole, so we hold like Rava, Bosom make Koraz Linon. That's the Rosh's Maskon, the Halokh, that Bosom make Koraz Linon. So the Rosh asks the Kasha of the Talmud, or Ashbar Rosh. He says, Nixayis also talks about this Kasha. I sit in the Kerova, the Bosom Ekar, as Linon. So he's asking, so over here we should also go Bosom Ekar. What do I care that the Evan went into a Shusay Yochid? But the Maisa Hezek, because Bosom Ekar is Linon, the Maisa Hezek was completed with Shusay Avim. So why is it called, should be regular Shusay Avim, should be Potter? Says the Rosh, "Hachad lo yazlina b'asam ekar la'acham mokum shenase b'yahnezek." Here we don't go b'asam ekar; we go after the mokum where the nezek happened. The goli kra beregel ubir b'steyacher v'habir hoya b'chatzar anezek. So the pshutu, the Rosh is saying, it's exactly that kosov enechanami. If you look at the ma'isa hezek was really done by Shusar Abim. But here we don't look at the ma'isa hezek; we look at where the kli actually broke. Where did the kli break? The Maisa Hezek was done with Shusar Abim, Bosa Meikara. But where did the Kli break? The Kli broke where the Kli is. The Kli is the Kli is with Shusar Yochid. That's called the Bir Bisteacher. The Goli Kra will be Bisteacher, that when it comes to defining what's called regular Bishusar Abim and what's called regular Bishusar Yochid, I don't look at where the Maisa Hezek was done. I look at where the Nezek happened. And not where the Maisa was, which is where the behemoth is if you go Basa Mekara. But I look at where was the Kli when it broke? Well, where was the Kli when it broke? It was Rosh Hashayachit. That's called the Bir Bisteach. So, Poshim Shach in the Rosh is saying, Enecharabim. By the rules of Basa Mekara, Lino, and the Maisa Hezek was Bishus Harabim. And that's the emes of the Maisa Hezek was Bishus Harabim. And the Maisa Hezek was finished Bishus Harabim. And as far as service is concerned, the Vada would be called. No, we would say it's Bosa Meikar's Lina, and the Gabi Bracha Veshovre, we go Bosa Meikar. But the Gabi, this particular issue, is it called Regel Veshus HaRabim, or Regel Veshus HaYochid? So there I'm not so interested in where was the Maisa Ezek done, there I'm interested in where was the Kli when it broke. So there already I look at the Kli, not at the Maisa Ezek. But Akoponim, I'll ask you a question now. So where does the Rosh stand on Tosis's issue? By Zohar Chayt, do you go Bosa Meikar or do you go Bosa Basayif? What is the Rosh on? Which way? And the fundamental issue of Taisus. Taisus Mechadish, that the whole issue of Bosa Meikar is only by Zohar Kli. Then you go Bosa Meikar. By Zohar Chayt, you go Bosa Basayif. Otherwise, the Mishkach is the service. The Talmud Rashbam Rosh disagrees. And he says, no, you always go Bosa Meikar. What's the difference? Bosa Meikar is Bosa Meikar. I have some Mishkachas Latzari. So what's the difference? It's Mishkachas Latzari because the Behem is not in contact with the Kli. But at the point we have this basic issue, Tosfos against the Talmud Rashi by Rosh, by Zorak Evan or Zorak Chetz, do you go Bosa Meikar or do you go Bosa Levasar? What is the Rosh hold? Not like Tosfos. The Ksai says that the Rosh we see from the Rosh, not like Tosfos. Because the Rosh asked the same Kasha the Talmud Rashi by Rosh asked. The Rosh asked the Kasha by the behemoth stepped on a stone with Shusar Abim, it flew off into Rishus HaYochid. The Rosh asks, if you go, since we paskin that you go Bosa Meikara, so it's called regular Rishus HaRabim. Why does the Gemara say the Yechayev?
The rest is a teretz because I look at the kli, I don't look at the Maisa Hezek. But you see from his kasha that he assumed that this is a case of Basa Mekar as Lina. According to Tosfos, the Rosh's kasha never gets off the ground. What's the Rosh's kasha? Why do you say Basa Mekar? Tosfos will tell you, this is not a case of Basa Mekar. Basa Mekar is only by Zorak Kli. Here it's Zorak Evan. By Zorak Evan, you don't go Basa Mekar, you go Basa Levasaip. So what's the problem? The Maisa Hezek was not completed Bashusar Adam. The Maisa Hezek was only completed when the Evan reached the Rosh's Hayochet and broke the Kli. So says the Ksais, it's muchach that the Rosh is against Tosfos. The Rosh is like the Talmud HaRashba Varosh, which in a way is nice. The Talmud of the Rosh is like his Talmud, the Talmud HaRashba Varosh. They don't agree with Tosfos. They hold the Yigo Basim Ekar across the board. The Talmud HaRashba Varosh is, so why over here? Why by the case of Hittis and Dafites, why is it called Renekul B'Shus HaYochid? The Talmud Rashi remained by Akasha for some reason, but the Rosh has a Terence. Because there is a Kosov that you look at the Kli, you don't look at the Maisa Hezek.
The Rosh says straight out how he defines Soros in the beginning of Aleph. After Mishnah
and Zichron says, Alim Dabar Mazik, Ein Machubal Gufa Behema, Kishash Mazik, who Nikas Soros. Right. Where's that Rosh Taka? That's Taka Vergeshmak. Where is it? Aleph is a good place. What?
Right, under
the
Augusta
stream.
You
base Frank Holland. Yeah. There's bold in Mishan. Right, okay, good. Mishan, Mishan. Aval Dover Hamazik, Aval Im Dover Hamazik, Who are Nikrit Seris? Yeah, it's Hakavari Gishmak. His definition of Seris is the same as the definition of Talmud Rash Bavarosh. Okay, so far this is how it works out very neatly. Everything's Bob B'Shalom. The Rosh lines up with Talmud Rashba Rosh, stems with the Rosh and Simon and Simon Aleph. The problem is, look at the Nimuki Yosef. If you have an Ozil Hod Gemara, then it's on Daf Yud Zayin, or Omud Yud Zayin. Second column, the third paragraph from the end, Basa Mekar. If you have a regular Gemara, I don't know. What? Ozil Hod. We have Ozil Hod also. Okay, anyway, it's not even that. If you can't find it, just listen, because just two lines. At the end of this paragraph, he brings the Gemara, Basa Mekar, Basa Levasayif. Umiyu Kosev HaRoshzal. Do you have it? End of this paragraph. Umiyu Kosev HaRoshzal. Shemzorek Evan Eichetz HaLakli Uba Acher V'Kodna V'Shibroi Chayev. That we say Ba'achav v'shiva is potter because Basa Mekar is lina. That's if you do the kli. But if you do an evan or a chetz, says the Rosh, then the sheni is chayev. The yesh lechalak be'in yizel lezorek hakli atzma. There's a difference between zorek hakli and zorek hachetz. The kitzur, what Taisa says, the Nimki Yosef imputes to the Rosh. Okay, so quotes the Rosh, is saying what Taisa says. That you only go Basa Mekar by zorek kli, by zorek evan, you don't go Basa Mekar. So how can you say that the Rosh is against Tosfos? The Kesef says that the Rosh is Tosfos. But then there's a steer in the Rosh. The Kesef says in the name of the Rosh that by Zorak Evan you don't go Basa Mekar, you go Basa Levasayif. So
So what's the Rosh's kashim daf yates by hitis tzeres? The Rosh asks, what do you mean? We go bosa meikara, maskim, we go bosa meikara. So why is it called b'shus hayochid? It should be called b'shus rabim. What do you mean? The Rosh himself said, Mekesis says b'shem Rosh, like Tosis, that you only go bosa meikara by zarak clean up by zarak evan. This is the kashim of the Truma Sakri. Then this is another question also, which is a shem I want to eventually address, which is where did the Mekesis get this Rosh from? Kesef was much later than the Rosh. Where does he know this subterranean Rosh that we don't have? That the Chayim don't deal with. I have a ma'al, we'll see. I think I have a ma'al where he found this Rosh. But one thing at a time. But meanwhile, we'll just take it on faith that the Kesef had a Rosh that says, Ma'amash like Taisus, that you go Basa by Zarek Chayim, you don't go Basa Mekar. By Zarek Evan, you don't go Basa Mekar. So what do you do with this theory between this Rosh and the Rosh and Daf Yates? So there's a Mahalach in the Sugya from Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon in the Shiurim, Rav Shimon Shkop. Was once upon a time Rav Shimon HaYeshiva. Not for a long time, but for a little while. Shem Shkop has a Mahalach, but you have to know the Mahalach. You say this to the Mahalach. Rav Nochum also says basically the same Mahalach. He doesn't quote Rav Shimon, but he says basically the same Mahalach. Rav Nochum has a Tosefos, we'll see in a minute. We'll start with they both say basically the same thing. How to reconcile the steer mirosh. Taisha says it's a sorb shutta l'chalak between Zorah Kli and Zorah Kevin. What is this sorb shutta l'chalak? The Talmud Rashba Varos says he doesn't understand what's the sorb l'chalak. He says he doesn't see a chilak. If sorb l'chalak is kishavar, then it's kishavar. What's the difference? Why is sorb l'chalak? What's the difference if it's sorb l'chalak because it's falling, or what's the word sorb l'chalak because something's falling at it? I mean, I guess relativity is all the same thing. It's the heavens falling on it. It's falling on the heavens headed towards it. It's headed towards the heaven. It's all the same. Seifel Yishava. So says of Shimon, the chiluk is that the chiluk is we want to reckon that the kli is shover. What's the shover? What's the svara of Basa Meikar? The Gemara says if Basa Meikar is lean on. Then ba'achev is shavay potter because it's a mona tefira. The kli is already broken. How do we understand that even? Why is the kli broken? It's not broken. The kli is not broken. Look, it's not broken. So what do we mean when we say the kli is shavay? So the Talmud Rashi sounds like he understood that it's the kli is shavay because it's seifel shavay, like it's a oimid l'soif kesarav tam. But Rav Shimon said that at least in Tosis and in the Rosh. That's not the pshat. It's not pshat that the kli is shavur because it's seifeli shavur. Dialus or b'shait. The kli is shavur because a maisa shvira was done in it. And once a maisa shvira was done in the kli, then you can't do another maisa shvira in the kli. Like, in shvira achashvira. So, when the rishon threw the kli, so a maisa shvira was done in the kli. If you hold Basel Mekar, if you hold Basel Vasayif, the Maisa Shvir is not finished, so the Kli did not yet have a Maisa Shvir done, because the Maisa Shvir is not over yet. But if Basel Mekar is lean on, and the Maisa Shvir is completed with the initial Zorach, then a full Maisa Shvir was done in the Kli. Once a Maisa Shvir was done in the Kli, then the Kli is Shavur. But Shavur here doesn't mean the Kli is broken because it's Seifeli Shavur. Shavur means the kli is shavur because a maaser shvira was done to it. And once a maaser shvira is done in the kli,
So then that's it. The kli is now, maybe a way to say it is, it's meshubar. I don't know if you know enough grammar to know the difference, shubar and meshubar. A maisa shvir was done in it. It was already, had the shvir done to it. Once it had the shvir done to it, then that's not, then the halach is that it's keshubar b'achav shubar, it's potter, and it's because the maisa shvir was done in the kli. Taisin mechalik, but that's only true if the maisa shvir was done in the kli. So then I say, if basa meikar is linon, then the kli is already. We'll use this word mishulber. But if the maisa by zohar chaitz, the maisa shvir might be finished, but it wasn't done in the kli. The maisa shvir was outside of the kli. If the Maisa Shvir was done outside of the Kli, then even if the Maisa Shvir was done, but the Kli is not Meshubar. And if a Bracha Meshubar is still going to be Chayav. There may be a Maisa Shvir, but the Kli itself is not Shubar. This is the main insight of the Rav Shim, that he distinguishes between the Maisa Shvir and whether the Kli itself is Meshubar. When the Maisa Shvir... So like this. So first of all, he says, Benokel, That the Nidun of Taisus, by the way, a little bit of this Mahalach is already Merumas in Nachlas David. But the Nachlas David doesn't elaborate on all the Lomdus and the Cheshman, and Rav Shimon speaks it out much more, and Rav Nachum also. Basically, what's saying is the Nidun of Rabbi Lamashal, Ba'achar Veshavroi, is a separate Nidun from the Nidun of the Russian Daf Yud test. There's two different Nidun. There's one Nidun of Ba'achar Veshavroi. Is the Kli Shavroi or not? That's the need of a rabbah. Was the Kli called Shavar or not? Then there's the need of the Rosh. Hema was Dina Maisa Hezek Peshus Rabim. And then they would teach the Tzuris Peshus Rabim. And I want to know, where was the Maisa Hezek done? Was it done in the Peshus Rabim? Was it done in the Peshus Yochi? Says Rav Shimon, fundamentally, these are two different issues. One is an issue of where was the Maisa Hezek completed? That's the issue of Nafi test. Was the Maisa Hezek completed in the Peshus Rabim? Was the Maisa Hezek completed in Rishus HaYochid? Rabbah's issue is a different issue. Ba'achav HaShavroi, is the Kli Shavroi, is the Kli not Shavroi? Is the Kli itself, is it Meshubar, is it not Meshubar? Now the issues are clearly connected. They're not like they're totally disconnected issues. They must be connected. I see the Rosh connected them. The Rosh, when he talks about the Rosh and Daf Yud Tes, when he talks about the issue of where was the Hezek done, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, he quotes the Gemara, he quotes our Gemara about Bosom Ekar's Lina. We don't see these are two different worlds. There must be a connection between them. In our Gemara itself, you see a connection because Rava talked about the issue of Tzrayers, which seems to have to do with the Maisa Hezek, and yet the Gemara says it's totally in Rabba, who's talking about whether or not the Kli is Meshubar. So a lot of the Gemara seems to hold that these two issues go together. If there was a completed Maisa Hezek, then the Kli is Meshubar. If there wasn't a completed Maisa Hezek, then the Kli is not Meshubar. So, of course, the issues must be linked. The Gemara links them, the Rosh links them. These two issues are linked. Says of Shimon, they're only linked in a case where you threw the Kli itself. When you threw the Kli itself, if the Maisa, then you can say, in a case where you threw the Kli itself, so there, if the Maisa Hezek was completed, then there was a completed Maisa Hezek done in the Kli, then the Kli is Meshubar. And that's the Gemara and the Rosh with it. But on the other hand, in the case of Zorach Evan, as far as the Maisa Hezek is concerned, it's the same question, was the Maisa Hezek complete or not complete? It doesn't matter whether you were Zorach Evan or Zorach Kli. But in the case of Zorach Evan, even if the Maisa Hezek is completed, but since it wasn't done in the Kli won't be Meshubar. So therefore he said like this. The Rosh agrees to Taisus. The Nukesef says that the Rosh holds like Taisus. That there's a difference between Zorach Kli and Zorach Evan. Says Rav Shimon, that difference is only in regard to the question whether the Kli is Meshubar. But by Zohar Kli, if a Maisa Shvir, if there was a complete Maisa Shvir done in the Kli, then the Kli is Meshuvah. And Bachar Meshuvah is Potter. By Zohar Evan, even if there was a complete Maisa Hezek, but the Kli is not Meshuvah, because the Maisa Hezek may be done, but it hasn't yet touched, but the Kli itself didn't, it may be finished, but it wasn't done in the Kli. So the Kli will not be Meshuvah. So that's what Tosfos means when he says that by Zorak Evan, that's what Tosfos says, that by Zorak, but that's what the Mekir Yosef says, B'Shem L'Rosh, that if you throw a Kli, then the Kli is, then Vosem Yekor means that there was a complete Maisa Hezek, and then the Kli is Meshuvah, V'Achav V'Shavah is Potter. By Zorak Evan, even though Vosem Yekor is Linon, and there was a complete Maisa Hezek, but the Kli is not Meshuvah, and Baruch HaVeshover is going to be, will be Chayav. And that's the Nimuk, the Rosh Nimuk Yosef. But the difference between Zorak Kli and Zorak Evan is only in regard to whether or not the Kli is Meshuvah. But in regard to the Maisa Hezek itself, there's no difference between Zorak Evan and Zorak Kli. If Zorak Kli is a complete Maisa Hezek, a completed Maisa Hezek immediately, then Zorak Evan is also a completed Maisa Hezek immediately. Difference is regard to the Kli, is the Kli Shomer or not? If it was in the Kli, then the Kli is Shover. If it wasn't in the Kli, then the Kli is not Shover. But Mitzad the Maisa Hezek, it's all the same. If Bosom Eikar is Linon, then Zorak Kli is a completed Maisa Hezek. And Zorak Evan is also a completed Maisa Hezek. If Bosom Eikar, then it's not. Then the Maisa Hezek is not over till it's over. Says that's the Rosh's Kashan Daf Yates. The Rosh's Daf Yates says, it says in Agamar that Bosom Eikar is Linon. That means throwing a Kli is a completed Maisa Hezek. By the same token, throwing an Evan is a completed Maisa Hezek. The Rosh himself was a Mechalik in Zorak Kli and Zorak Evan. He was Mechalik L'Gabi Barachev Shover, whether the Kli is Kim Shover. But he wasn't Mechalik Mitzad the Maisa Hezek. Mitzad the Maisa Hezek, Avad, it's the same thing. If throwing a Kli is a total Maisa Hezek, then throwing the Evan is also a total Maisa Hezek. So where was the Maisa Hezek done? In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or Rosh Hashanah Yochid? The Maisa Hezek was done Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So therefore, the Rosh and Daf Yates asks. So why is it called? Why isn't it Chayim? It should be regular Shusharim. It should be Potter. As the answer is here, but this Exeris Hakosu will be a Bistayacher that we look at where the Kli is. This is where Shimon stops. Rav Nochum says the same word. Doesn't say the same Rav Shimon. He was just mechaber. I don't think Rav Nochum looked at Rav Shimon too much. That's how I remember. Rav Nochum wasn't a big whatever. Anyway, it wasn't for that base. Rav Nochum wasn't for that base medrash. No, it's a chashuv base medrash Rav Shimon, but Rav Nochum was from a different base medrash. But anyway, Rav Nochum says the same word. But he goes. He adds one important nekuda. Rav Nochum says that this is only in the Rosh. This separation between, you know, the Maisa, that the Maisa Hezek is completed even by Zorak Evan. The only distinction is Lagabi if there's the Kli Meshuber. He says that's a distinction that in the Rosh, to reconcile the steer in the Rosh. He says in Tosfos there's no such distinction. First of all, Tosfos Losh is not Mashma such a distinction. Because according to the Rav Shimon's Mahalach in the Rosh, it comes out that even by Zorak Evan, we really go Bosom Eikar as far as the Maisa Hezek is concerned, we go Bosom Eikar. The only difference is, in regard to the Kli, is the Kli Kim Meshuvah. But the Maisa Hezek is over. Taisus Loshen, this is what Nochum says, Taisus Loshen, not Mashma that way. Because Taisus Loshen is, Mzorak Emen Echeitz, Pshita Dechayiv, Dulei Shayach Kan Mona Tfir Tavar, and so far so good, Di Az Linen Nami Hocha Bosa Mei Koro Le Mishkachas Letzeres. It's Mashma Taisus, we don't go Bosa Mei Koro. According to Rav Shimon, we do go Bosa Mei Koro. It's just that by Zorak Emen, the Kli is not Meshuvah. But as far as the mice is concerned, we go Bosa Meikara. The Lashon of Tosfos is that by Zorak Evan, we don't go Bosa Meikara. So Nochum is deacon Tosfos. Sounds like Tosfos holds that if the Kli is not Meshuvah, then the mice is not finished either. The mice can't be finished if the Kli is not Meshuvah. The Kli is not Meshuvah and the mice is also not finished. Tosfos holds that by Zorak Evan, the mice is also not finished. And the emphasis is it's Muchuk for another reason also. This I don't remember if Nochum says. But it's Muchuk from the Teichonet Lar. Because Tosfos brought a raya from Tzoros. He said, Le Mishkachas Le Tzoros. And we said before, Tosfos Avon apparently in Tzoros is, what defines Tzoros? Tzoros is that the Maisa Hezek was completed al yidei Gufa Behem. I mean, that's the definition of Gufa. And Tzoros is when the Maisa Hezek is not completed al yidei Gufa. Well, if Rav Shimon is right, that even by Zorach Eben and Zorach Chaitz, the Kli may not become a Shubur, but the Mais Ezek is completed, then you're back to Tosis's Kasha Shalom Mishkachas Lutzeris. Because even if by Zorach Chaitz the Kli is not Meshubur, but the Mais Ezek was completed. And the Mais Ezek was completed Al Yidei Gufo. So still in Mishkachas Lutzeris. It's Mukhuk that Tosis held that by Zorach Chaitz and Zorach Eben, the Mais Ezek is also not over. Since the Kli is not Shubur, the Mais Ezek is not over either. The Mais Ezek doesn't end until the Kli becomes Shubur. And Tosis doesn't have this Rav Shimon distinction. It's only in the Rosh, who on the one hand, in the Nemuk Yosef, the Rosh says that there's a distinction between Zorach Chaitz and Zorach Eben, the Gabi is the Kli, the Gabi Gebarach of the Shubur. And yet on the other hand, the Rosh and Daf Yuteh seems to say that even by Zorach Eben, we go both to make Korah, it should be called the regular B'shusar Haber. In the Rosh, we have to make this distinction between that even by Zorach Eben, the Kli may not be in the Shubur, but the Maisa Hezek was completed. And according to Tosis, you can't say that, because if that would be true, then Le Mishkachas Letzeres. I, according to the Rosh, though, but then according to the Rosh, how is a Mishkachas Letzeres? The answer is the Rosh, the definition of Letzeres, the Rosh doesn't have to hold like Tosis. In fact, we saw the Rosh, you pointed out, we saw the Lashon of the Rosh was that his definition of Tzeres was that the Gufa Behema was touching the Kli, B'Shas Ezek, similar to the definition of Talmud Rashi by Rosh. And the Mekyosef himself, when he quoted the Rosh, he didn't bring the Raya from Tzeres. We saw the Mekyosef inside. When the Mekyosef quoted the Rosh, that seemed to say the same as Tosis, that there's a difference between Zorach Eben and Zorach Kli, but the Raya of Tosis, because Le Mishkach is the Tzeres, he should have brought the Raya of Tosis. Which is the Raya of Tosis the Rosh doesn't have. Because the Raya of Tosis is built on Tosis' definition of Tzeres. That Niske Gufa means that the Maisa Masik was completed Al Yidei Gufa. The Rosh has a different definition of Tzeres. And he has to have a different definition of Tzeres, because if he had Tosis' definition of Tzeres, then he would be still left with the problem of Mishkachas Tzeres. Because even though he's Mechalek and Zorach Eben and Zorach Kli, that's only in the when the Kli's Meshubar. But the Maisa Ezek is completed. If the Maisa Ezek is completed, even by Zorach Eben, that the Ayat Lo Mishkachas Letzeres, you have to say the definition of Tzeres is not was the Maisa Ezek completed Al Yidei Gufa. The definition of Tzeres is was the Behemoth touching the Kli, B'Shasa Shvir. Okay, so let's just sum up this whole Malach. I want to say a different Malach entirely, but I'm not going to do that to you today. But you have to know, this is Rav Shimon, Rav Nochum, this is like the Yesodis here in the Sugya, even if they're wrong, and I think they're wrong, or I think they may be wrong. But nonetheless, the Lumnus of the saying is very important, Lumnus, that's for sure. Whether they're right in the Yishuv and the Rosh, I think there's another way to deal with the Rosh. But the Svaras that they're being Malaban are the Yesodis to Kisvaras. So Bekitzer, let's just go over the whole thing from the whole just recapitulate Bekitzer, and then we'll call it a day. I'm going to leave the Ksois out, because the Ksois was just problematic from the Gemara. We'll focus on. We have a Tosis who's Mechalik and Zorge. Tosis and Mechalik. How should we do this? Tosis and Mechalik and Zorge Eben and Zorge Kli. Zorge Kli, we go Basa Mekara, but Zorge Eben, we don't go Basa Mekara. Tosis is Raiz, otherwise Lemishkachas, but Tzeres. We saw the Talmud Rashba Rosh, he doesn't understand the Raya. He doesn't accept the distinction. He doesn't think this matters, Zorach Eben or Zorach Kli. It's all the same thing. Basa Mekar is Basa Mekar. And Tosis Raya from Le Mishkachas Letzeres, the Talmud Rashba Rosh says, he doesn't understand the Raya. What do you mean? Of course it's Tzeres. The definition of Tzeres is that B'Shas HaShvir, the behemoth, wasn't touching the Kli. So by Zorach Eben, by regular Tzeres, we go Basa Mekar. Tosis is wrong. We go Basa Mekar always. But it's still Tzeres, because the Shasa Shvir may be at the very beginning when the Behemoth touched the Eben, but at that moment the Behemoth wasn't touching the Kli. Blizeh anu kairim Tzeres. That's the Talmud Rashi Rosh. So what about Tosis? Apparently Tosis had a different definition of Tzeres. Tosis' definition of Tzeres is the Maisa Hezek was completed Al Yidei Gufa. So Tosis' question is, if you go Basa Mekara, that means the Maisa Hezek is completed immediately. When the behemoth hits the stone, that's the completion of the Maisa Hezek. And that was completed Al Yidei Gufa. So, Echem Shkachas Letzeres. It must be
It must be that the Maisa Hezek is not completed. That by Zorak Evan and Zorak Chayitz, we don't call Bosa Mekara, the Maisa Hezek is not completed. The Maisa Hezek, we don't call Bosa Mekara. The Maisa Hezek is not completed till the Evan reaches the Kli and breaks the Kli. Only then is the Maisa Hezek completed. Bosa Levasa. Yeah, so already now we could say, now we have a better understanding, we can add to the Tosfos. It's Muchach and Tosfos. That Tosfos holds that by Zorak Evan, not only is the Kli not Shavur, the Maisa Hezek's not even finished. Because if the Maisa Hezek would be finished, this will say, well, the Kli's not Shavur yet, but the Maisa Hezek would be over, like Shimon's kind of distinction, then Tosfos would still be left holding the bag. How's the Mishkachas Letzeres? When the Behemoth hits the Evan, even if the Kli's not Meshubar, but the Maisa Hezek is completed. So why is that called Tzoris? Le Mishkachas Le Tzoris. It's Mukhach and Tosis, and Rav Nachman points out the loss in the Tosis is also Mashman Ali. That Tosis holds that by Zorak Chetz and Zorak Evan, the Maisa Hezek is not completed. Not only is the Kli not Shavur, but even the Maisa Hezek is not over. Tosis is Svar L'chalak, Svar Pshut L'chalak. Now, Taka, we have to know what's the Svar Pshut L'chalak. Rav Shimon said a Svar L'chalak in the Kli. If the Maisa was done in the Kli is Shomer. If the Maisa Hezek wasn't done in the Kli is not Shomer. But what's the Svar L'chalak inside the Maisa Hezek? Inside the Maisa Hezek, what's the difference if it was Zorak Evan or Zorak Kli? If Zorak Evan, if Zorak Kli is called the complete Maisa Shvir, then Zorak Evan should also be called the complete Maisa Shvir. So where's the Svar L'chalak and where's the Svar Pshut L'chalak? I'm saying something now I didn't say before. It's just to fill in the gaps a little bit. Where's the Svar L'chalak? Rav Shimon says as far as L'chalak is in the Kli Shavur. The Kli is only Shavur if the Maisa was done in the Kli, so it's Meshuvah. If the Maisa wasn't done in the Kli is not Shavur. But in Tosis it's Mukhuk, the Tosis not merely being Mechalak in whether the Kli is Shavur. Tosis is being Mechalak in the Maisa Shvira. Zara Kli is a complete Maisa Shvira. Zorak Evan is not a complete Maisa Shvira. Why is that a Sorab Shutul Chal? The stum of the answer is that Tosis holds that the Chiluk really is Rav Shimon's Chiluk. The Chiluk is in this, the Kli Shavur. But Tosis holds that if the Kli is not Shavur, then the Maisa Hezek is not finished either. Tosis doesn't think you could have such a thing that the Maisa Hezek is completed, but the Kli is still alive. If the Kli is still alive, then the Maisa Hezek is not finished. The Maisa Hezek, by definition, continues till the Kli is Shavur. So the Yisoid HaChiluk, I think, even in Tosis is, that by Zorak Kli, there was a Maisa in the Kli is Kishavur. And if the Kli is Kishavur, then the Maisa Hezek is done. By Zorak Evan, since the Kli, nothing was done in the Kli is not Shavur. Well, if the Kli is not Shavur, Tosis holds, then the Maisa Hezek is not finished either. That's Shitas HaTosis. L'fi Tosis, if Zorak Evan is an incomplete Maisa Shvir. The Maisa Shvir is only finished when the Evan reaches the Kli. That's why it's called Tzoris. Because that's the definition of Tzoris. The Maisa Hezek is completed. Ali Bei Koichoi. So here also, you throw an Evan, the Behemoth kicks, is mat as an Evan. The Maisa Hezek is not over. It continues, and it's completed. Ali Bei Koichoi. And that's why it's called Tzoris. And therefore, it's not a Tovah Mona. Somebody breaks the Kli is Chayev. Because the Kli was not yet broken. The Rosh B'Pshuto is against Tosis, because the Rosh and Daf Yutes, well, the Talmud of Ashba Rosh we know is against Tosis, he says he's against Tosis. And the Rosh would also seem to be against Tosis. We'll start with the Rashba and the Talmud, when we start with Talmud of Ashba Rosh. Talmud of Ashba Rosh say he doesn't accept Tosis' distinction. It's not true, no distinction. Everything's the same. How's the Mishkachas of Tzoris? We know he has a different different definition of Tzoris. Tzoris means B'Shasa Shvir, the Behema and the Kli were touching. Then but the Talmud Rashba Rosh asks, what do you do with the Gemara Daf Yutes? The Gemara Daf Yutes says that if the Behemoth was Matas Tzoris B'Shus HaRabim, the Kli broke B'Shus HaYochid, he's Chayev. The Baal Behemoth is Chayev. Why is the Baal Behemoth Chayev? It's regular B'Shus HaRabim. Maisa Hezek wasn't made Kar Azlinin, the Maisa Hezek was completed B'Shus HaRabim. So he remains with the Kasha. The Rosh, L'Chor, asks the exact same Kasha, Daf Yutes. And the Rosh answers, Exeris HaKosuv V'Bir B'Steyach, that we look at where the Kli was, not where the Maisa Hezek was. But he asked the Kasha. From the fact that he asked the Kasha, it sounds like he holds like the Talmud or Ashba Marosh. That we go Bosa Mekara, even by Zorak Evan. That says the Ksais. It's a riot from the Rosh that he's Chayla Kantaisis. That would be nice. The problem is, the Truman Sakri points out, that the Rosh, the Numa Kiyosef quotes the Rosh, as making L'chor the same distinction as Tosfos, that by Zorak Kli, Barachav Shavu is Chayim, and by Zorak Evans, Barachav Shavu is Potter. How do the two Roshes stim with each other? Says Rav Shimon and Rav Nochum that the Rosh, even though the Mekiyosef said, even though the Mekiyosef's Rosh is similar to Tosfos, is not exactly the same. Tosfos holds it by Zorak Kli. We'll say it in Rav Nochum's Nusach. That Tosfos is chelek on the Rosh. Tosfos holds that by Zorak Evan, it's not even a Maaseh Shvira. The Rosh holds that as far as the Maaseh Shvira is concerned, or the Rosh in between, as far as the Maaseh Shvira is concerned, the Rosh holds, like his Talmud, that there's no difference between Zorak Evan and Zorak Kli. The Maaseh Shvira is completed regardless. And that's the Rosh in Daf Yutes. Maaseh Shvira is completed. What does it matter if it's Zorak Evan, Zorak Kli? If Zorak Kli is a complete Maaseh Shvira, then Zorak Evan is a complete Maaseh Shvira. So it should be called the regular Rishus HaRabim. The Maaseh Shvira was done Rishus HaRabim. Just the answers will be Rishus HaRabim. This is exactly the Kosa. But the Rosh have the same premise as the Talmud. The Maaseh Shvira, even by Zorak Evan, it's a total Maaseh Shvira. The Numakiyosis Rosh, though, is who does make the distinction, that's in regard to the Kli itself. In regard to the Kli itself, there the Rosh accepts Tosfos as a distinction. That there's a difference between Zorak Kli and Zorak Evan. That by Zorak Kli, since there was a Maisi in the Kli itself, a complete Maisi Shvira that was done in the Kli itself, the Kli is Meshubber, and Barachav Shobber is Potter. By Zorak Evan, the Maisi Shvira indeed was completed. But since it wasn't done in the Kli yet, so the Maisi Shvira is done. But the Kli is not Meshubber, Barachav Shobber is Chayv. That's the distinction that the Mekiyosef is ascribing to the Rosh. So it's not totally like Tosfos. Tosfos is mechalik both in the Maaseh Shvira and in the Kli. So the Talmud HaRashba Rosh is not mechalik in either. And the Rosh is in between. As far as the Maaseh Shvira is concerned, he agrees with his Talmud that the Maaseh Shvira is completed across the board. Doesn't matter if it's Kli or Zorak Evan. But as far as the issue of Barachav Shovri, the Kli came as Shubber, there the Rosh does have the distinction of Tosfos, that there's a difference between Zorak Kli and Zorak Evan. As far as Tosfos' issue of Hechi Mishkachas L'Tzoris, As far as that issue is concerned, since the Rosh holds, like his Talmud, that even by Zorak Evan it's called a total Maaseh Shvira, if he would have Tosfos' definition of Tzoris, he would still have the problem of Hechi Mishkachas L'Tzoris. The answer is, his definition of Tzoris is more like his Talmud's definition of Tzoris, that the Behemah was touching the Kli B'Shas HaShvira, which is in fact the Lashon of the Rosh in Siman Aleph. So that works out very well, L'Shitasa. Okay, that's it. That's the Mahalat of Rav Shimon and Rav Nachum in the Rosh over here and in places. So, Komer, I think I have other machshavas here in the Rosh, but we'll leave that for tomorrow.